This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So think about that. These poor cooks, these schlemiels, who haven't learned on whatever planet they're from how to cook properly. Mm-hmm. I remember the story, Joe Simonton of Eagle River, Wisconsin. I heard him interviewed, and he seemed like a normal, simple guy. And he was caught up in this, and maybe he had hoped for more, or maybe something happened to him. Maybe somebody was pulling a prank on him. Some military guys in a test aircraft landed there. No, it doesn't. None of this makes any sense. I wonder here, if it wasn't for the fact that he did have the pancakes to produce, I'd think somebody was playing a prank on him.
What's interesting about, you know, you hear the word pancakes and you think, well, that's kind of ridiculous. You know, we'd want something like a tricorder or something like that. But when you really think about it, actually, if the pancakes are made out of any kind of organic material, if it's not from Earth, you're going to be able to analyze that and actually determine it's not from Earth much easier than, say, just something that's made out of, like you were saying, Miguel, say, highly purified magnesium or aluminum or something like that, because we can get that here anywhere, but some sort of alien DNA chain, that would be a whole lot harder to explain. So actually a pancake might actually be better evidence than a chunk of metal.
The thing I also wonder here is when we think of alien metals, we say, okay, unobtainium, as Miguel says. And you have to wonder here, is it just possible that a lot of the elements ET will use are not very different from what we'd use, especially on their scout ships that are mostly traveling within the atmosphere? There's no need to use anything more sophisticated. So they could be checked out carefully, and maybe their technology is way ahead of us. But a lot of the elements that they use, not so. Maybe they can make it a lot faster.
Yeah, maybe they can use whatever material they come by while they are, you know, surveying, you know, a different world. Like, I mean, let's retrace the Simonton experience. The UFO or the craft touches down. There's a guy carrying some kind of like silver jug and asks for water. These are the worst space travelers ever. I mean, they're not carrying their own water. What if, I mean, there's still people who are advising American travelers not to taste the water in Mexico. And these guys from, apparently, if they come from Alpha Centauri, but they have no qualms in drinking the water from some chicken farmer as well.
What might be happening here? They may have a chamber or something. And they subject it to this chamber, and it removes the local microbes.
Here's what I entertained one day when I was thinking about the Simonton story, you know. Okay, so maybe they're not only traveling from wherever they come from to this world with their own, carrying their own water. Maybe they weren't even carrying their own floor to make the pancakes. You know, maybe the week before they bothered Simonton's neighbor, you know, and asked for flour also, you know, and they gave him, I don't know, another trinket as payment. Maybe they don't even travel with their own bodies. And then is when I remembered like that movie K-Pax with, you know, what's the name of this?
We don't want to mention the actor who starred in that because he he has a few problems.
Kevin Spacey. Oops. So, but that's a great movie. It's a great movie because it talks about this alien traveler that is traveling from his home planet of K-Pax to the Earth on a photon, you know, beam. You know, he's traveling on light, and he doesn't carry anything. He's using whatever it is he encounters here to interact with humans, you know. I mean, yes. You know, Richard Dolan entertained the idea that maybe the reason why there are tales about beings that look like insects or beings that look like reptilians is because the aliens are using the DNA of indigenous species in our planet in order to grow bodies they can use here that are suitable for our gravity, our atmosphere, you know, our own special conditions. And they don't bother to travel with their own bodies. You know, they leave those on their home planet.
I remember a science fiction novel that I read, I don't know, some years back. I think Jack Williamson was the author. And it was about this civilization where someone would download his or her consciousness to a robot or, shall we say, some kind of simulated life form. And that's how they travel. They wouldn't physically leave their home planet. They send out, not even cloning we're talking about here. We're talking about the consciousness. Now, I don't know whether it's a duplicate of your original consciousness in which you went on your business, and then when the voyage was over, you just merged your consciousness and had the knowledge of what happened on this other planet. I wouldn't make assumptions about that because it's many, many years since I read this story. It's got to be several decades. But that was the basic concept here, and it might be. We don't know how E.T. will get here. And then we don't even know if what we're seeing is what's there. It's not just, exactly. It's not just a robotic consciousness. It's not just something simulated from what we have here or grown here. It may be that they appear in a form that we accept, like in the movie Contact, that yep. E.T. comes here and we can't accept its appearance, or maybe they have something to hide. We don't know. So they appear as one of us, so that we can be comfortable dealing with them, and they don't have to confront the reality of what they really look like, whether that appearance would be jarring to us. We don't know what alien logic is. We don't know why they would do that. It may just be a simulation, a complete simulation, not just appearing in another form, but nothing that you see is what's really going on.
Like a hologram?
Yeah.
That's quite possible. I think actually that the craft, if we're dealing with craft, I think they're using some sort of active camouflage that is able to give the appearance of pretty much whatever they want it to be, or shield it and make it invisible. And so you get a lot of these different effects, which cause people to make assumptions that aren't really correct. They'll see, oh, well, I saw this kind of ship and that's what it was, but it's really not that. Underneath it all, under where the shell is, maybe it's just that tic-tac shape, like the Nimitz encounter, and it only takes on different shapes according to what it needs at the time.
Or we fill in the details, you know, like the co-creation theory that Greg Bishop talks about.
Thank you. Yeah, how much of what is projected, you know, is brought by ourselves, you know, our mental baggage, our cultural idiosyncrasies, you know. Like Greg Bishop postulates, you know, we're probably not mere passive observers when we are seeing something that it's completely outside of our normal expectations.
Well, that's true. There are a number of cases where people who are witnesses to a UFO event experience this telepathic connection that you talked about earlier and actually seem to get some kind of feedback from the object in terms of its movement. It'll come closer, maybe go further away. I've experienced that myself in one case. It was pretty weird. So who knows? It's possible that they can pick up on our brainwaves and read them somehow and respond.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem to be beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I remember The Martian Chronicles by Mr. What's the name of the author?
Bradbury?
Bradbury, yeah, thank you. And there's a lot of things that he wrote in that book that seems to be very similar to what people report in the UFO experience. And that's the story of, you know, of the Martian that is capable of shape his form, you know, according to the desires of the people who are, you know, who are watching him. You know, sometimes for some people, he becomes the long dead wife. And for others, he's his son who went away. And, you know, for others, he's, you know, his spouse. And it's kind of, yeah, in the end, it's neither of those. You know, it's something that we cannot comprehend. And that's just kind of like the way that he projects in order not to almost to defend himself.
We have more to come with Red Pill Junkie, our guest co-host, J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in.
The Paracas, batos. Órale!
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346 again. That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I'm going to stop and think for a couple of minutes and then tell you that we have a second show called After the Paracast. It's available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also supply a version of the show with better audio, free of the network ads, in response to people on YouTube who say, where are those ads? Got to get rid of those ads. Well, that's your choice. You want to subscribe? Plus.paracast.com. By the way, we're also offered through CastBox, Paracast Plus. So if you decide that's a better way to do it, that's the option you have. But so far, they just offer monthly subscriptions. They don't give you annuals and 5 years and all that other good stuff. So just want to let you know about that alternative. Red Pill Junkie is here. As a guest co-host is J. Randall Murphy. Chris O'Brien is waiting for his internet to arrive. And I think the internet is driving a horse-drawn carriage from California. And he'll be there in about 12 years. So if and when he gets here. And I know Chris had that same problem when he moved to a place in Cottonwood, Arizona, not far back, where it just took forever for the internet to follow him. Maybe there's something there. He's generating a vibe. No internet. That's it. I'm seeing here that since we have this crazy news of the Pentagon UFO study and everything, I don't hear much from the disclosure lobbyists. Do you?
Oh, Cameron did an interview where he was talking about it, but pretty much all the same stuff that he usually talks about.
Well, we saw how that worked out. And by the way, one other thing I noticed is that the number of investments for the To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, it's not grown at all in quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. From that point of view, it was a complete failure. You know, after all these months, they haven't crossed the 3 million mark.
Well, they need to cough up the rest of the videos that have the crystal clear images and all of this stuff to go along with it, I think, before more people are going to take it seriously enough to put anything into that.
Well, yeah, also the fact that those videos, you know, first of all, apparently they have been around on the internet before the To the Stars launch, right? It's just that now that they were, you know, had a new kind of endorsement, but they didn't have the actual official endorsement from the Pentagon. Like they were saying, we didn't release those videos. We don't know how they got online. So apparently they were either retrieved by Elizondo, you know, Luis Elizondo, back when he was still at the desk of that Pentagon threat assessment program. I don't remember the acronym.
Believe me, you don't have to.
Yeah, but it's not really the slam dunk that they actually needed or they actually promised, you know?
Yeah, it's just a taste. And they have said that they've got this other stuff. But let's see it then. Just keeping it under wraps, I mean, what is it? Either they have it or they don't have it. So which is it?
And this is the problem we run into in the UFO field all the time. Someone has the bee's knees, all the evidence we'd ever want. Where is it? Sometimes you get a rough and ready sample, which can be anything. And that's it. It disappears. Will this group disappear after the flurry of publicity is gone? I mean, you don't hear about it much now. I think we've given them more publicity on this episode of the Paracast than they've had in weeks.
Well, George Knapp is still, you know, running stories about it. I think that this week he showed a clip in which he interviewed Luis Elizondo, and they discussed the issue of the metal alloys. And he also quoted Hal Puthoff with the idea that, yeah, what they discovered wasn't what they were expecting, and that the alloys almost looked as if they had been, you know, created layer after layer, which to me kind of validates what Ballet was saying, you know, about these isotopes showing that the metals have been re-engineered at the molecular level, which makes me suspect even further that maybe at some point Ballet was indeed part of Bigelow's initiative when they were, you know, putting together this contract for the Pentagon.
Yeah, I don't know that that necessarily means that we're dealing with any sort of alien artifact, though. I mean, right now, our own science can layer individual molecules.
Yeah, but it's incredibly
expensive. With graphene. Graphene, they do it with graphene. It's not that expensive. One of the best examples is the Bob White artifact. And people were saying much the same thing about that. It's a strange ratio of materials, and it's layered in very intricate ways that no normal device on the planet would be made of or used for. And some of the skeptics went digging around and found out, I'm convinced, what it actually is. And it's just a concretion of grinding materials from an industrial manufacturing plant that comes off the machine, and they have all kinds of different metals. And over time, it builds up like a stalagmite. And then he managed to get his hands on one. And, of course, it looks weird, and it's going to have all the kinds of different materials in it that you wouldn't expect, because it's come from a machine that's been used to make all kinds of different things. So, but I mean, he's still going around, and people still believe that that came from a flying saucer. I mean, you really need more than just a piece of metal.
Sure. Then again, you know, we know that the phenomenon is self-negating by nature. You know, it operates through deception. You know, so.
But here's a question for you. Have you got any kind of, this is really interesting, because where we kind of left off with the active camouflage and the seeming ability of the, whatever the aliens or the alien craft, whatever it is, to be able to pick up on the fact that they're being observed and adapt to being observed, kind of implies that they can make themselves appear to be pretty much whatever they want to be when they want to do that. And if that's the case, it could explain a whole bunch of phenomena that we don't even think of as being associated with the UFO phenomena. It could be kind of like the gateway through to kind of a grand unification theory. Have you got any ideas on that sort of thing?
Yeah, true. Totally. I mean, yeah. I mean, what some people maybe interpreted as UFO ghost apparitions, maybe just a way from the phenomenon to either shield itself or maybe to appear itself in a specific manner in order to cause a desired effect or a desired expectation, you know. And at the same time, I've read about cases that were investigated by, you know, credited, you know, ufologists like Juan José Benítez in Spain, of people who were chasing out, you know, the typical domed craft flying saucer. And then apparently the flying saucer, you know, transformed itself into a truck.
We got more to come. We're not selling trucks here, folks, by the way. All right. Redfield Junkie, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So UFOs become trucks, trucks become UFOs. It's like you have this vintage car in the TV show Supergirl from the CW. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the Martian Manhunter, who is a shapeshifter, has a vehicle that's a shapeshifter and can be reshaped in its natural form, which is that of a spaceship. Mm-hmm. Of course, it also reminds me of the Men in Black movies, where the black Cadillac could transform.
Are we talking about, you know, something like in the movie Transformers, you know, the robots that are...
I'm talking about the Men in Black movies.
Sure.
Are we dealing with a molecular transformation, or are we dealing with an act of camouflage? Like, say, in the Terminator, you had, what was it, the T4 or whatever, was some sort of nanomaterial that could transform itself into different shapes, literally at the molecular level type of thing.
You see, that's what actor Robert Patrick really looks like.
But here we are still trying to find a materialistic explanation for it, you know? Whereas I would like also to entertain other more, you know, unconventional ideas, you know, that these are some type of mental projection, a mental projection that I can actually have solidity or mass, you know, and interact with our world, you know, maybe even leave some kind of mark on the ground, maybe even burn the grass. I don't know.
What mechanism would be responsible for that?
I don't know. I mean, you're asking me to try to explain away the mechanisms for magic, you know, and it's kind of a tall order, but it's just a proposal, you know?
Yeah, I think that's getting into dangerous territory, though.
Why? There are people who are trying to make that bridge between materialistic science and what we used to call magic. And, you know, scientists like Dean Radin, he is going to publish a book, I think it's probably coming in the next few months, that is titled Real Magic. That he's almost coming out of the mystic closet and saying, yeah, what parapsychologists and the scientists like myself have been measuring in the lab through proper, laboratory and scientific conditions is what, mystics and shamans and psychics have been credited with doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years. It's the same thing, just explained away under different terms.
So if we're suggesting that somehow the mind has the power to psychically manifest material reality, I think more people would know about that, because there's billions of people on the planet with minds probably a lot more powerful than
well,
mine.
Billions of people manifested this tulpa that is running the White House and has a red cap that says "Make America Great Again."
That might actually explain it. I'm not sure which element of the American society manifested that particular.
I feel that everybody's capable of doing this, but not everybody's capable of controlling it. That maybe all of us are doing it in an unconscious kind of way, but that we are only manifesting the worst aspect of our expectations, of our fears. Maybe that's why we're now closer to nuclear Armageddon than we were when I was younger, when I was just a child and watched the movie The Day After back in the 1980s, and it completely traumatized me, and maybe that's why, that we're having all these problems, maybe we are. I know that sounds new age, it sounds kind of like The Secret, kind of like people saying, oh yeah, if you manifest, you can manifest your reality, and if you think about it, you can have a mansion and you can have a Mercedes Benz, whatever you want, if you just project it or think about it and will it. It's not necessarily what I'm saying.
Well, what are you saying then?
It's difficult to say. I feel that definitely reality is kind of like consensual hallucination.
That would be our subjective reality, but what are you saying?
Objective reality. I mean, think about it, Randall. The human, when you put someone on an MRI machine and you give them, 5 milligrams of mushrooms or whatever, instead of seeing a decrease of brain activity, an increase of brain activity, you actually see a decrease, which kind of suggests that the brain, instead of generating or hallucinations when you are tripping, it's kind of like numbing down, that the brain is kind of like filtering all this information that otherwise would overwhelm you, right?
Well, the brain is a neuroprocessor, so, the effects of psychedelics on the brain is pretty well understood.
Not really. I mean, we're just starting to, we're just having the tools to try to understand it. And even, an MRI machine to see, there's an increase in activity. Well, no, you're seeing an increase in blood flow, but that doesn't mean that's necessarily an increase in activity. And at the same time, you're seeing the increase in activity, but it's more difficult to try to determine the zones where there is a decrease in activity.
Okay, here's the way I think about this. Tell me what you think about this. I'm the kind of person, like I say, critical thinking, if this is possible to manifest some sort of objectively real thing into our realm using our mind, that has to suggest that there's a mechanism for the universe that is responsible for manifesting everything in the universe that's around us, not just ourselves. And that somehow, because we're connected to the universe by virtue of being in it, perhaps if this is something like a, let's say, like a matrix where we started off with, maybe somehow certain people are able to tap into that operating system and give it an instruction set in a way that we're not really familiar with, but our minds are like a supercomputer. So maybe if the universe is an even bigger supercomputer, there's a way for it to link up. And hypothetically, then it should be able to actually just do exactly that, manifest manna from heaven or whatever. And our minds just have only the most limited ability to tap into that. But maybe perhaps when we invent AI and we get an intelligence that's a thousand times more intelligent than we are, it might be able to tap into that in that way and do all kinds of things that are miraculous. And so this is a way that you might be able to explain it in a rational way instead of appealing just to magic.
But we do need to find that bridge, you know, with between, you know, magical language and our way to rationalize things, you know. I mean, there's guys like Saint Joseph of Cupertino. This is a Catholic saint who was credited to be able to levitate. You know, the dude could fly. And apparently he wasn't the brightest bulb, you know, in the chandelier. You know, he was kind of like a dolt. Maybe it was one of the reasons why he could fly, you know. He didn't understand what the law of gravity was.
He didn't know he couldn't, so, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know he couldn't. Kind of like in the Looney Tunes, you know, cartoons when Wile E. Coyote is still, you know, running in out of thin air until he realizes, oh, well, you know, I'm out of the reach. But anyway.
Before we do the anyway, we have one more segment of amazing chatter with the amazing Red Pill Junkie and the almost amazing J. Randall Murphy. He wishes he were more amazing. We'll have to get into that later. He has to get bitten by a spider. That's what does it. With Gene, Randall, and Miguel, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Final segment with Red Pill Junkie and our guest co-host, J. Randall Murphy. I do have a second show. You didn't realize that. Actually, it's a third show because the second show is after the Paracast. But if you're interested in personal technology, the Tech Night Owl Live, which I've been doing here for about 3,000 years. No, it's something like 15 years.
All the way back to the abacus, Adrian.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we used to use that as a timer, an abacus. We couldn't use a digital clock. That's how we do it with it, Tech Night Owl Live. And then we open the windows, everybody on the show, and we yell real loudly. And that's how people hear the show. 15 years. And with this episode, by the way, we complete 12 years of the Paracast.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think about it. Haven't missed an episode. This week I came close because I came down with a bit of a flu, which is weird because I was taking an antibiotic for an infection, which it had to take like 10 days, even if you've been cured of it. And then after 10 days, I stop. And then within a couple of days, I got the flu. Explain
that.
That's
how that works. The antibiotics kill off your immune system so that you're more vulnerable to all the bugs. So as soon as you quit taking it, then you start getting every disease you've had since you were 5 years old all over again.
By the way, we got one question for RPJ in the forums. Randall, if you want to look that up.
Yeah, I had the page and then I moved it. So let me...
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up with that Joseph of Cupertino thing that,
go ahead.
According to Diana Walsh Pasulka in her upcoming book, American Cosmic, there are people in both the military and the private sector who do look into these ancient stories of levitating monks and bilocating nuns very seriously. They try to see if they can use that or they can actually find a way to exploit those kind of abilities.
You found it, Randall?
Yes, I have. And it's from Marduk. And he asks, RPJ, what kind of feedback have you gotten from your contribution to reframing the debate? And what did you learn from the experience? And where are you at now in your thinking?
Okay, so the feedback that we got from reframing the debate, not just me, but everybody who contributed to it, to the anthology was kind of like a mixed bag, which was to be expected. Some people highly praised it. Some people hated it. Some people said that we weren't really saying anything new. Some people said that we actually were, you know, giving a bit of fresh air to the stale state of ufology. And I think that, you know, the reality is that, you know, there was a bit of all of that. You know, I feel that on overall, the response was positive from the few people who actually, you know, bothered to purchase the book, because this is definitely not Ufology 101. You know, this is kind of like an advanced course, or for people who have been interested in the subject for more than a few years. You know, this is not, this wouldn't be the first book that you will pick from the bookstore, you know, if you start to have an interest on the subject. And that's okay. What I learned from it is that, okay, yeah, you know, I can actually write an essay in a book, you know, something that 5 years ago I wouldn't have dared to do. And from there, you know, whether I can actually go and write the whole book by myself, maybe it's just a small step that I'm still considering. Where I'm at with my way of thinking, well, hasn't changed that much. Obviously, I'm digesting the new things that appear on the field, the long thing and the valet thing and other things. And I'm also listening to voices that are outside of the UFO field, that which I think is maybe even more important. We would just discussed Paul Stamets, who is a mycologist and a fascinating individual. There is an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, which I highly recommend. There is another individual, Dr. Bruce Dahmer, or Dahmer. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I guess it's Dahmer. And he's Canadian, but he's living in the United States, and he's involved in shaping up and designing NASA space missions and how to retrieve asteroids. And even, you know, he's publishing papers about trying to explain the origin of life in this planet. And he seems to be something of a mystic, you know, I mean, because he comes up with all these mental models, not through hard work, you know, but more like a visionary experience, almost like what Nikola Tesla is credited with doing. You know, Nikola Tesla was able to envision all of his inventions in his own mind with all the moving parts and, you know, put those machines, starting them up and seeing how they will work under a given amount of time. And that's, you know, something that I don't think can be explained away just like, yeah, well, you know, the brain is a wonderful thing. I think that maybe these guys are able to tap into a different channel of information.
Interesting. Yeah. The brain is an amazing thing. I mean, think about just think how you dream. You can dream in full technicolor, things you've never even imagined before.
Yep.
Perfectly moving, perfectly functional in very, very, very vivid detail. And that's obviously coming out of your brain. So it's certainly possible that if a person has the right sort of talent for it, that they could visualize very complex things.
But how complex? I mean, this guy is credited to be able to envision a whole spacecraft up to the last rivet and cable.
Yeah, I imagine he'd probably be envisioning it in sections that he could sort of zoom in on with his mind. You know, once you have got one section down, then you can move on to the next section, and there's only a limited number of parts. So over time, if you've got that kind of a mind, I could see how it could be possible.
He also says that he was able to see or reimagine his conception or his birth, and how when he was, you know, he was adopted. And when he lost the love connection between himself and his parents, you know, it was severed when they decided to give him up for adoption.
Yeah, so we had the, you know, the classical musicians. They could envision and hear entire symphonies in their mind and write it out. So, yeah, The mind is an amazing thing, and I think you're onto something with that, Miguel.
So, Red Pill Junkie, if people want to find out more of the things you do, is there a site or two they can check out?
Sure. You know, there's the Daily Grail, where I'm still contributing. It's, you know, I still consider it my main home on the internet, www.dailygrail.com. I also contribute semi-regularly on Mysterious Universe, mysteriousuniverse.org. I'm also a frequent guest on podcasts like Where Did the Road Go? You know, the roundtables, that's where I organize this. And I also have my own website, absurdbydesign.com, which is kind of like the place in which I put some of the things that I come up with that, you know, has no other place in which I can put them on, and including, you know, designs that I create for t-shirts that I'm trying to sell on the online Zazzle store. You know, if you are into trying to get cool t-shirts about Mothman and aliens and Sasquatch, you know, you might want to check them out.
He also helped design, in fact, did all the design for the official Paracast channel on YouTube, for which we are highly grateful. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. We have two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. We also have After the Paracast and a version of the show free of the network ads if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. J. Randall Murphy, thanks for pinching in here as our guest co-host.
That was a pleasure. It's always good to be on the show, and it went by just in a flash.
And, of course, Red Pill Junkie, thank you for being a terrific guest, as always.
Yeah, this was a delightful conversation, guys. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.